Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Abigail and I'm in a shoe shop with Lee and we're doing some shoe shopping.
Yes, 没错，我们俩现在就在一家鞋店里 shoe shop. 我一直想买双运动鞋。哎，你看这双怎么样？ These are okay.
Well, we're not really supposed to be looking for your trainers, Lee. We're here because we have an interesting and amusing phrase which our listeners might like to learn.
我知道你想通过情景对话来教授一个新词语。But while we are here, I can look at trainers.
Well, I suppose you can look at some trainers, but let's not forget why we're here. Lee, why we're here?
Oh yes, of course, 英语短语。Look at that lady has really funny hair. 你看那个女的头发真有意思哎。
Lee, you're being really childish today.Although that is useful because I can use our phrase for today, act your age, not your shoe size.
Act your age, not your shoe size. 按照你的年龄做事，不要按照你的鞋号来做事。How shall we explain what it means, Abigail?
I think you've explained it beautifully already, Lee, through everything you've said and done. But here are some more clues to what it means.
I was really upset.She just told me to act my age, not my shoe size.
These people are so childish. They need to act their age, not their shoe size.
Will you please act your age, not your shoe size?
如果你的行为举止像个孩子不成熟，别人就会对你说 act your age, not your shoe size.
Yes, they can.
不过我的鞋号是37号啊。My shoe size is 37. My age is 30. So I have to act 7 years younger? 我的举止要更年轻一点，对吧？
Yes. Well, 37, that's a Chinese size. So this saying, act your age, not your shoe size, only works for British and American sizes.
当然了。英国和美国的鞋号比中国的鞋号标码要小。The numbers are smaller.
Yes. So, for example, in UK sizes, I think your feet are size 4.
按照英国鞋号，我应该穿四号的，没错。不过我说话做事不应该像四岁的小孩子一样。I shouldn't act like I'm 4.
Exactly.
也许我们应该把这个短语改成 act your Chinese shoe size, not your British shoe size. 那样就更准确了。你说呢？ What do you think?
Yeah, we could. It's not quite as catchy.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.